the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. Biz Talk is brought to you by the Fox City Score Chapter here in Appleton. My name is Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Good to be here on this beautiful, beautiful day.
It is. It's really a beautiful day. It's going to be a great weekend. And we hope you get a chance to go out and enjoy the Mile of Music in downtown Appleton this weekend. There's
right.
A lot of stuff going on, and it's a lot of fun, a lot of people milling around downtown.
Yeah, I was out there last night, and it was just a blast. There was all kinds of people downtown, and everybody's having fun, so enjoy it.
Yep. So we want to get on with our show, and our guest this morning, it's going to be a great show. It's a new sponsor. Ridgestone Bank is here this morning, represented by Joan Kinnett. And Joan is a vice president and business development officer at Ridgestone Bank. Good morning, Joan. We want to welcome you to the show. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning, Tony. I'm so thrilled to be here.
Well, thank you for coming in. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Joan. You've been with the bank for a while, and what do you do at the bank, and what is Ridgestone Bank all about?
Great. Again, my name is Joan Kinnett, and I'm with Ridgestone Bank. I have been in the SBA lending field for about 10 years, and overall I've been commercial banking for over 30 years. So I've really seen a lot of the highs and lows that have occurred in the banking industry since the mid-80s. Ridgestone Bank was actually bought by a gentleman named Bruce Lammers back in 2006. And back in the turbulent economic times, as we saw them, Bruce and his investors decided to create a boutique bank of SBA and USDA lending products. So we strictly have government-backed guaranteed loans.
Okay.
So as such, we've really become experts in the field. Bruce Lammers sits on various government committees regarding the SBA loan products and the USDA products, and we've grown from maybe 60 employees to over 170 employees who are totally dedicated to SBA and USDA lending.
All of that in 10 years.
All of that in 10
yeah.
years.
Wow.
We're very unique in that we have our own underwriters that are Ridgestone employees that know how to underwrite SBA and USDA loans. And then we have closers that know how to dot the I's and cross the T's and get the loan closed. And that's a really important function as you're a business owner and you're looking for financing.
Well, Joan, is a boutique bank. A boutique bank, you do SBA lending. Do you do any non-SBA lending for businesses? Do you do any consumer lending? What is the bank focus in on?
We're very unique. We do not do any other types of lending. We don't do any retail lending.
Okay.
We don't do mortgages. We don't sell merchant card products. We strictly have SBA and USDA loan products.
And you are the top performer in Wisconsin, aren't you?
We actually are. We're so proud. We've worked very hard. And this last year, we were named the number one SBA lender in the state of Wisconsin. And we're also ranked sixth on the national rankings. So we're a large player in a national market.
Great. You know, you have offices located all over the state of Wisconsin and all over the country and locally here. Can you kind of give us an idea where you're at, where you're located and what your area is?
We do. We have our main offices in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and we also have operations in Schaumburg, Illinois. But then we have people such as myself and Dylan Esterling, who is my business development partner in Kaukauna, and we service Northeast Wisconsin.
And you say in Kaukauna, that's just off of Highway 41 of that location?
It is, between Green Bay and Appleton. So we placed ourselves right in the middle of the market so that we can reach people and people can reach us.
Okay.
In the state, then, we also have people in Brookfield, in Wausau, and in Madison.
Okay. Joan, does your bank get involved with online banking? Could someone in another state apply to your bank at Ridgestone for an SBA guaranteed loan?
Or do absolutely.
They?
Absolutely.
So it could just be online banking as well, right?
Right. If someone wants to apply, we do have SBA loans. We do service nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, if it's outside of the Midwest footprint, we do look for loans in excess of $1 million. Mm-hmm. That does make it more economical for us to service the loan. But normally our loan ranges are $350,000 to $5 million.
Okay.
And we do have online banking services, but oftentimes we partner with other banks. So we'll provide the SBA loan, but then a local bank can provide depository and other services that a business needs to grow.
Sure. And as the bank processes these loans, you have SBA loans. That's really two categories, isn't it? There's the guaranteed loan program, and there's the 504 loan program.
There is. The SBA 7A guarantee program, as it's called, can be used for any type of loan purpose, so for partner buyouts,
working capital,
acquisition financing when there's not a lot of collateral. Mm-hmm. The 504 program is strictly for real estate and equipment.
Okay. And you can do those with a 7A loan, too.
Exactly.
But the 504 is strictly capital-intensive real estate and equipment.
Exactly.
And didn't the SBA recently come out with a new rule change saying that 504 loan proceeds can now be used to refinance an existing loan? It doesn't have to just be for a new purchase.
That's correct. The 504 loan program, it's called the 504 refinance program, and it can be used to take existing traditional commercial loans that are secured by real estate and equipment and put them into the 504 loan program, which provides them up to 20-year amortizations, and it provides them an attractive below-market rate, mm-hmm. fixed rate on a portion of the loan.
And I'm familiar with that program, and I think the fixed rate portion is right now under 5%, I think.
It is. It's at about 4.48%, and it changes monthly.
Yes, it
but
does.
It's a very attractive 20-year fixed rate.
Oh, yeah. Every time you get that time of a term, yeah, that's wonderful on that thing. Now, in those loans, the SBA is actually just doing the insurance or guaranteeing of the loans. You guys do all the background, or how does that work between the two? I don't.
Yeah. On a 504 loan program, we partner with an organization called a certified development company, and there's a few of them in the state. Here locally is Great Lakes Asset Corporation out
Dylan's
of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Owns that company, right.
Dylan's mother is the general
Cindy.
Manager.
Yep.
And then there's also Wisconsin Business Development. And mm-hmm. although they're housed out of Madison, they also have locations throughout the state. What we end up doing is we partner with them. The
okay.
bank takes a first mortgage or first position on the assets and provides up to 50% of the total loan request.
Mm-hmm.
And then the certified development company comes in and provides 35 to 40% right. of the loan request.
Okay.
And that's the portion that's locked into a fixed rate.
Okay.
And then the borrower either brings 10 or 15% equity into the transaction, or we can use the appreciated value of their assets.
What's really cool about that 504 program is the fact that the borrower doesn't have to take another 10%, like a 20 or 30%,
correct.
And put it into the loan program, because they can then use that money for their business. They don't need to put 20 or 30% down. They only put 10 or 15% down.
Correct.
It's huge.
And part of the benefit of the 504 refinance now is it's allowing companies who have had these assets on their books for a long period of time to actually get some cash out of those
right.
assets and use that cash to pay down on working capital lines or to mm-hmm. buy new inventory, add more employees to staff. So it's really allowing them an opportunity to grow their business.
And then a lot more flexibility. A
lot more flexibility.
On the 504 program, Joan, there are two other really cool benefits that I've always enjoyed. One is that the borrower can take the balance of the 20-year amortizing SBA note, and when they sell their company, a qualified buyer of that company, if they're eligible, could assume the portion of that 504 loan for the remainder of that 20
years. That's correct.
Years.
That certified development piece or that second
right.
mortgage piece can be assumable. So depending on where interest rates are
absolutely.
At the time or how new that loan is, and so how much of the loan balance is remaining from maybe a total acquisition purchase price, it can be a benefit.
Now, I know Bruce. I've known Bruce a long time. And he got his background in Sheboygan under Jerry Thorne, Security
yes.
Financial
yep.
Services. Security First National Bank, Security Financial Services Corporation. I worked in Appleton. He was in Sheboygan. He's brilliant. Bruce is brilliant.
He is brilliant.
And what Thorne built back there was the model that if a business owner wants to structure some debt, take as long an amortization as you can, divide it between working capital and term debt, but free up cash flow to grow and service your company's obligations. That's what Bruce is doing with Ridgestone Bank. That's what SBA is all about.
That is exactly correct. SBA is a structure product. We're selling structure.
Yes.
And the key to the SBA program is keeping that payment as small as possible. So by using 10-year amortizations, 25-year amortizations, to keep that payment as small as possible so that you're not obligated to make a larger payment than maybe your cash flow is going to allow from time to time.
That is so vital to a small business to be able to take that kind of smaller payment schedule and be able to use the other work, the other dollars to be able to keep their business growing and going. So fantastic way to go.
It is exactly. My husband is a business owner, and so I use the example of, can we afford a 15-year mortgage? Yes, we can when he brings a paycheck home. But as a business owner, he's the last one to get paid. So take the 30-year mortgage.
Yes.
Take that minimum payment, and when you can, go ahead and prepay. The SBA does allow for prepayments.
The prepayment penalties on an SBA loan, on a 7A loan, really only kick in on loans over 7 years or 10?
Over 15 years. So any loan 15 years or longer does have a 3-year prepayment period. But it does allow you to prepay some of the loan.
Like 20% before
the kicks in. Up to 25%. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So why wouldn't people do that?
And that's the part that I have a hard time understanding.
We have to get the word out, Joan.
We do. And even other banks that are out there, I mean, there's a lot of banks that are SBA lenders. And the part that I have a hard time understanding is if it says you can take 25 years on a real estate loan, amortize it out 25 years. Yeah. Don't make it 15 years just because the company can pay that today.
Right.
We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. There's so many variables.
There might be an acquisition opportunity that the business may want to pick up in 5 years. And if they got a 15-year AM, they're saddled with a higher monthly payment. If they got a 25-year AM, a lower monthly payment enables them to afford the acquisition easier.
Exactly. Yes.
It's really great. And I think business owners are the motivated business owners who want to do the right thing are willing to listen.
And that's our goal. Oftentimes, business owners are debt adverse. I mean, they come to me and they say, I want to buy this business and I want to pay it off as soon as possible. And we spend a lot of time talking about cash flow and the importance of keeping that payment small, giving yourself flexibility.
Every time you say the word cash flow, Tony lights up. I mean, that's that's kind of his thing.
That's what it's all about, Tony.
That's what it's all about. And companies need that, Tony,
so they
need you.
We're going to take a quick break right now. It's our first break, and we're going to come back, continue our conversation with Joan Kinnett, who is the Vice President and Business Development Officer for Ridgestone Bank. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Come into one of 17 Fox locations or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're speaking with Joan Kinnett. Joan is a Vice President and Business Development Officer for Ridgestone Bank, and SCORE and Biz Talk are very happy to welcome Joan as her first guest appearance, as because Ridgestone Bank is the newest sponsor for Biz Talk, and we thank her and Bruce Lammers and the organization for the support they're providing to SCORE and Biz Talk here in the Fox Cities. Before we continue our conversation with Joan, we'd just like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter here in Appleton. SCORE is a national organization of volunteers. There are about 350 chapters around the country. Ours is one of those 350. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have about 56 volunteers with various expertise in business, including HR, accounting, marketing, banking, legal, cash flow, retail, workflow. If you're in business and you have some questions about how to grow your business, consider contacting us for some free and confidential mentoring. Go to foxcities.score.org, fill out the application for the request for mentoring, and probably within 24 hours, a mentor will be contacting you to schedule your first meeting. SCORE is for the life of your business, so the meeting doesn't have to end at the relationship does not end after the first meeting. So again, if you're looking to start a business or you're interested in growing your business, you have some questions you have to deal with, give us a call at SCORE or check us out at our website is foxcities.score.org. Joan, let's talk a little bit more about the SBA program, the 7A program. What are the different types of loan structures that are available, and what are the dollar amounts that would be available for the business owner?
Certainly. There's a product that the SBA has called the Small Loan Advantage Program, or SLA, and I did look that up to make sure I had that correct. But that is for loans that are $350,000 and below.
Okay.
And that's an accelerated processing program. What a bank will do is they'll help the customer with the initial application pages, but then they send it into the SBA, and the SBA credit scores the loan.
Okay.
And that's based on the type of business. It's based on a personal credit score. It's based on the maybe the length of time the customer's been in business. But it comes back with a score, and based on that score, a bank can then go ahead and process and fund that loan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an accelerated version.
What sort of a guarantee do they get on those types of loans? Is it like as high as 85%?
It can be as high as 85%, meaning that in a worst-case scenario, the bank's going to get 85% of whatever the loan balance may be at the end of the day. So should there be some type of liquidation, the bank's only going to take anywhere from a 15 to a 25% hit versus a 100% hit on a bad loan.
On the other way around, then, for the person taking, you know, for the client, that makes them a more attractive borrower to the bank, correct?
It does. Banks traditionally look for two sources of repayment, cash flow and collateral. And oftentimes these SBA loans are missing cash flow in that it's maybe it's a startup,
right,
or it's in some type of turnaround situation,
right,
where it does have a small turnaround history but not a large one.
Right.
Or it just doesn't have collateral. A lot of our service industries, a lot of the retail industries,
right,
don't have collateral. So this is where the SBA can come in and be that secondary source of repayment.
Okay.
Another important thing to point out, and I agree with everything you said, Joan, it's right on. When the SBA guarantees 85% of the loan balance on the loan for the bank at the time of a loss or foreclosure, the owner of the company still has to, through his guarantee, try to make the bank and the SBA whole. It's not like the SBA is guaranteeing a loan and then they don't hold the borrower or the guarantor responsible for that.
That's correct. The guarantor of a loan is still responsible,
right,
for that loan.
Right.
And it's up to that guarantor and the bank and the SBA,
right,
to work out an arrangement.
But the guarantee is certainly an incentive for the lender to take that a little extra risk to help that business owner launch or grow that business.
Exactly.
That's what it's for.
That's, yep, what it's for.
Great.
So that's the SLA loan. Then there's the SBA 7A guarantee loan, and that's the traditional 7A loan program. Mm-hmm. And that can go anywhere from $100,000 up to $5 million. $5 million is the cap on mm-hmm. that type of
the
loan.
The guaranteed portion of the loan.
The total loan is $5 million. Okay. The maximum guarantee is $3,750,000.
Got it.
You can have more than one loan under the 7A program.
As long as
the aggregate doesn't exceed the $5 million.
Okay. Got it.
And again, that type of loan is used for business acquisitions, equipment purchases, real estate purchases, debt refinance, which has been very popular with our recent economy picture. It can be used for partner buyouts, any number of reasons.
And you mentioned that as far as collateral is concerned, that isn't one of the strong requirements for this type of lending as well, or is this more collateral required?
This is not as strong a requirement for collateral. What the SBA does is we look at the business. And if there's assets to secure the loan, we're going to take those assets.
Sure.
If there's a shortfall, we are going to look to personal assets, to the guarantor. And if there's some equity in a home or some investment property, we will take that as additional collateral up to being 100% collateralized. But once we've checked all the boxes and there's a collateral shortfall, we say, okay, we looked. Let's move on. Let's fund this loan. There's going to be a collateral shortfall.
The borrower could still get a loan even with a collateral shortfall with an SBA guarantee on it, where a traditional lender may balk at doing that loan because there's not enough collateral to cover the risk.
There's not that second source of repayment.
Correct. Unfortunately, we're at our second break already.
Oh, my
gosh. That went fast. But we're going to come back. We'll have a longer segment than the next segment. So you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated and
Now, welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're talking with Joan Kinnett. Joan is a vice president and business development officer with Ridgestone Bank, located here in the valley in Kaukauna. Got a statewide footprint down in Illinois. And BizTalk is brought to you each weekend by the SCORE chapter here in Appleton. And in the last segment, I told you a little bit about what the SCORE chapter does. But we also do some seminars. Randy, what's coming up?
Okay, we got two things coming up. There are some big seminars. The first one is going to be strictly for veterans. So if you're a veteran out there, have any service that you've been involved with, it's a two-day program. It's coming up on August 24th and 25th here in Appleton. It is a free program. It's going to be 9 sessions in those 2 days. It's crammed with information about how to start your business, what's involved with a business plan, marketing, things that you need to know, and also where do I get the money is one of the important parts of it. And we'll be talking a little bit about how the VA and the SBA works together. So it's a very, very good program. The best way to get in contact on that one and register is through, again, our website at foxcities.score.org. Go out there and look for the program. It is called Reboots to Business, and it's strictly for veterans and their spouses. And, plan on it. It includes lunch both days, and it is free.
And you go to our website, follow the link to the VA website to register.
Correct. So you'll see that. The other program we have is one that we've done before and has been very popular. It is the Simple Steps program. That one is coming up in September. The first class is going to be held September 23rd. It'll be in the morning at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop in downtown Appleton. Those programs are, again, it's 5 classes. The first one, as I said, on the 23rd, which is covering business basics. Then after that, we will be going on the evening.
21st? Wednesday the 21st.
Okay, 21st. I must have. Okay, I pushed the wrong button on that one. Okay, I haven't corrected it on this page. Okay. Anyway, the next program will be on the 30th.
Right.
And that one is going to be held in the evenings from 6 to 9, as the rest of them will be. That one covers business concepts. The following one on October 7th will be on marketing. The next one on the 14th of October will be on financial planning. And the last one on the 21st, and that's, Tony, that's the one you like the most, and that's where we talk about where, again, where do I find the money and what the funding is all about. So people are invited to register for these again. foxcities.score.org. Each one of the classes is $25 each. If you register for all five at one time, you get the package for $100. And we also, if you register early, we will have, we can give you a discount on that first one, and that'll be $15 instead of the $25.
It's a great program, and the SCORE mentors join the attendees in these sessions, so the folks attending the sessions can meet some of the SCORE mentors, build some relationships that way. So we can help them apply the knowledge they're learning in the program.
Right, and the mentors bring a lot of knowledge to the class as well. So it's a very, very worthwhile package.
Well, we're going to get back to Joan Kinnett, our wonderful guest this morning on BizTalk from Ridgestone Bank. Joan is the Vice President, Business Development Officer, and we'd like to give out the phone number for you to call in and ask Joan a question. If you have a question about SBA lending or business lending, Joan is an expert in this area. Please give us a call at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can use the TDS Metrocom toll-free line, 1-866-877-1150. Joan, we've talked about the different SBA structure, the types of loans, the programs, the those things. What are the benefits? Why should a business owner really pay attention and look at SBA as a very viable option for their business? What's the benefit to the borrower?
Well, the primary benefit is the benefit to cash flow, having that long-term amortization so that you have the smallest loan payment possible.
Mm-hmm.
The second benefit is if you're looking to expand your business or buy a new business, it requires minimal equity of about 10%. Conventionally, oftentimes 20, 25%, even 30% equity is required to get into a business transaction, and the SBA is 10%, maybe a little bit more.
Does the 10% apply to the 504 and the 7(a) loan program?
It does, and there's different rules that go with that 10% and different scenarios. So, again, maybe the best way is to feel free to give me a phone call.
And how do we reach you?
Ridgestone Bank, 920-370-8313.
And do you use an email as well, Joan, if someone wanted to reach out?
I do. It's very easy. jkinnett@ridgestone.com.
Kinnett is K-I-N-A-T-E.
Correct.
Got it.
Correct.
jkinnett, K-I-N-A-T-E, at ridgestone.com.
Correct. The other benefits are that there can be a collateral shortfall. You don't have to have collateral. If you're an existing business, oftentimes through maybe some losses in the past, some heavy depreciation schedules, you may show a negative net worth, and you're still eligible for an SBA loan.
Mm-hmm. When we were doing business lending, we had situations where this was back when we did the paper submissions to Madison, and we'd have stacks of paper an inch and a half high. They go down there, Tony Wagner and Tom and Jim Brennan, the guys, they'd all process those loans. But now it's all e-transmitted, isn't it? It's all electronic?
It's all electronically transmitted to the SBA.
Yeah.
Ridgestone Bank, by the way, is a preferred lender. And what that means is that we can approve loans on behalf of the SBA. So through our loan committee process, which is four individuals, Bruce Lammers, our bank president, our chief credit officer, my manager, the commercial manager of Brookfield office, and the commercial manager in Schaumburg, it's those four individuals. So they look for ways to get deals done.
Makes it faster, doesn't it?
It does make it faster. Having our own dedicated underwriters and having our own dedicated closers also makes it faster. I'm not going to lie to people. Is it paper intensive still? Yes. Yes, it is. But my goal and the goal of our underwriters and our closers is to help you through that process. We don't just say, here you go. Fill all this out and get it back to us. I've been to people's homes on Saturday mornings. I've wherever I need to
making
be.
Making house calls.
To help making house calls. Oh, boy. Right, yeah. I can't believe I just said that.
Anyway.
But just helping through the process. Sure. And that's the key, is if helping through the process makes the process go smoothly, makes it go quickly, and you're running a business. You're not
right.
just looking for money all day long. So,
as a small business person just starting out and looking for that kind of situation, what would you say would be the steps I should take? What should I have in my hand or be able to get to quickly if I'm going to come and see you?
A business plan is so important. And oftentimes people say, well, here's this business plan you asked for. No, it's not for me. It's for you. You need to understand what is it going to take to get your business going? Mm-hmm. What kind of pitfalls are you going to run into that you can plan for in advance? Who's your competition? What are your receivables look like? How quickly are people going to pay you? How quickly do you need to pay other people? All of that really needs to be part of your picture so that you understand running your business. And a business plan and working with people such as SCORE or there's some other individuals in the area to help you with that plan is crucial.
Okay. One of the things that I like to tell my clients at Priora and SCORE clients, and I told my bank clients this, is the business plan is so critical to the success of your business. It's for you, like you said, Joan. But the business owner needs to understand what the assumptions are behind the numbers they're using in the plan. Why is the cash flow what it is? And that is so critically important to review that every month, because after a few months, the business owner begins to understand how their daily decisions impact the cash flow. And they're checking it every month.
And they should be checking it every month. To stray off that plan, people then come to me and say, what happened? And it's like, well, where's your plan?
Right.
How does this line up to your plan? Let's compare it to the plan. And I'm not saying that plans have to be set in stone. Your life's going to change. Your business is
Absolutely.
Going to change. Your plan mm-hmm. needs to change. But to kind of mm-hmm. have that roadmap is just really important.
Well, doesn't it also give you a feeling that the person who's coming to see you is really dedicated to what they're doing? They've put the time and effort in to get that plan. That's got to strengthen their position as a borrower with you, the lender.
It does. It's I do have a number of people come to me, especially in a retail environment, and say, I want to buy this restaurant. Okay, so first of all, tell me about your experience in running a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now secondly, let's look at your business plan. And it's not up to the banker to write your projections and to write your business plan. It's up to you. Those are you're signing the dotted line on the bottom. You're guaranteeing that. So
why won't a lender get involved with writing the projections?
Well, it's a little self-serving. For one
we should
thing.
Talk about that, because if the lender is writing the projections and then making a credit decision on the projections are not the borrower's projections, they're the lender's projections.
Right.
That's a lender liability issue.
Right.
And borrowers should never want that to happen anyway, because they're not their projections. They don't own them.
No, the borrower needs to understand the projections and first decide in their mind, is this going to work? Mm-hmm. And then come to the bank and say, I've looked at these numbers, I believe in these numbers.
Okay. One of the other things that you do with that, you said that the plan is alive, it keeps changing, it keeps growing and building, but it also then can give the borrower and the bank warning signs. Then you can see, avoid that. I think the term surprise is one of the things that bankers hate most.
We hate surprises.
Unless it's a present.
Yeah.
Presents are good. Presents
card.
Are good. And they happen. Surprises happen. But if you can mitigate those in any way mm-hmm. or be prepared for them.
Don't ignore them.
Don't ignore them.
And communicate with the lender. It's the old golden rule. The one who has the money makes the rules. But really, there are banks like Ridgestone that enter these loans as a relationship partner to the borrower. And then there are banks that are a transaction provider of money. And the borrower needs to find the bank that's going to be a relationship partner with them.
Correct. Correct.
When you're making house calls, Joan, and I get it. I did the same thing when I was a lender. And you go help the business owner get the job done. That's understanding the business owner. And that's bringing value to that business.
Correct, correct. And once we're in the transaction, I mean, we want it to be as successful as you do. So things happen in a business. We're in Wisconsin. There's road construction. So all of a sudden, the road in front of your business is torn up. talk to your banker. We have ways to defer payments or to set payments back a few months, maybe go interest only, defer 3 or 4 months to give you a chance to adjust to the situations that have presented themselves to you.
I think that's a very good point, Joan. It's because you have an SBA guarantee on the loan. If I have a $600,000 loan with your bank and you have an SBA guarantee on the loan, I have that on my loan with your bank, and I have a road construction project or a competitor moves in and it takes me 6 months to adjust, you are more willing and capable to work with me because you only have 25% of that loan at risk.
Correct.
The SBA is guaranteeing 75%. If I have a loan at a traditional lender with an non-SBA loan, they're going to be a little more guarded about making those accommodations because they're risking the full $600,000.
They are, and unfortunately, banks get penalized for making adjustments to loans, as opposed to being able to say, all right, we're going to modify this loan. Well, that gets reported to the federal authorities,
right,
and too many modifications and
TDRs,
the visitors, like they're
that.
Visiting you. So, again, with SBA, we're able to make those accommodations. I don't know if you remember, you know, a few years ago, Oshkosh had some serious flooding.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we were able to actually go to those customers and say, how can we help you?
And SBA, even if folks remember Katrina back in September 2005, SBA went to the Gulf Shore, and they basically said, we're willing to write SBA-guaranteed loans to help people get back on their feet.
Correct. Yeah.
And one of the other things, too, that they did was they contacted a lot of the SCORC chapters where we had active members out there in the disaster recovery teams working with the SBA in an effort to bring people back and help them out, too. So there's a lot of hand-in-hand work that goes together.
SCORC is so crucial to the SBA and to the business owner. To having a good SBA lender and SCORE available to help guide the business is so
exactly.
important.
Joan, tell us a little bit about the cost of an SBA loan. Were there any special fees? Do the owners have to come up with the money out of their pocket? How does that work?
Yeah. Well, first of all, there are going to be some fees in actually closing a loan, and you're going to have those on a conventional loan
right.
or an SBA loan. So if you have appraisals, any environmental concerns, any business valuations, conventionally those typically come out of your pocket. And in an SBA loan, we can actually put those fees into the loan.
Okay.
The SBA does have what's called a guarantee fee on the 7A program, and that is a fee that's based on a percentage of the loan amount, and that goes directly to the SBA, and it helps the SBA to fund the SBA loan program. I don't know if a lot of you remember a few years ago, and then many years ago, the SBA was totally governed or funded by government money.
Subsidized
is the word.
The word
correct.
Yeah.
And the SBA's fiscal year end is 9/30, so September 30th. So oftentimes, come July, August, they'd be out of money, and all these businesses would have to wait until October 1st to get funded again. Through this guarantee fee and also a percentage of the interest rate that you're charged going back into the SBA program, it's becoming self-sufficient, and it can help more businesses.
And it's so beneficial to the economy because, quite frankly, there are more businesses closing down today than starting up for
That's
the first time in our history.
Yes.
And SBA programs could be the incentive for the business owner to get that loan, a way to get that loan, because maybe a traditional lender is not going to do that loan.
That is correct. And again, we put that fee into the loan. So it's not coming out of your pocket day one. It comes out over time. But it does...
It's cash flow.
It is cash flow again. And as you were talking about your veteran program
right,
a
I was,
little
I
bit
was
ago...
I was just going to ask you about that.
The SBA does have a program for veterans that the SBA guarantee fee is cut in half for veterans.
Okay.
So we're very excited about that and want to take advantage of that as much as we can.
Right, and for on that Boots to Business program we are going to have, there will be a representative from the SBA and the VA talking about just
Good.
Those kinds of things.
Good.
So, but, yeah, you are involved then with special veterans programs.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, Joan, we're coming up on our next break, but before the break, I just wanted to say that this program so far has been so informative on not only what Ridgestone Bank does and how they do it, but very clearly explaining what is an SBA loan. It's nothing to be afraid of.
Nothing to be afraid of.
And if folks are listening, how do they get a hold of you to get answers to that SBA question they have?
Again, please feel free to call me at 920-370-8313. You can find me at jkinnett@ridgestone.com Or if you go to www.ridgestone.com, we have a great website. There's a team member page, and you can find me and learn all about me on that web page.
That's great. Thanks, Joan. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side, wrap up our program with Joan and Ridgestone Bank. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
This is Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know we don't have boxes. I'm here with Christy Schwan from Stellaris Employee Benefits. We help Christy with a business buyout in a unique area of lending, the service industry.
I did talk with other banks that had some significant limitations on how they might be able to help me. I didn't have any hard assets on which they could base their valuation. Ridgestone Bank's financing decisions were not based on hard assets. Instead, what I had was cash flow, so they were able to, again, look at things in a very unique way and in a way that allowed me to purchase companies in what was typically a complex situation, and they made it very, very simple for me. Because of their flexibility, because of the range of options that they provided for me, I don't think I'd be sitting where I am today if I hadn't worked with Ridgestone Bank.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to our final segment this morning. You're listening to BizTalk, and we're talking with Joan Kinnett. Joan is the Vice President and Business Development Officer at Ridgestone Bank. They're located at 3051 Progress Way in Kaukauna. And if you have a question for Joan, you can reach her at 920-370-8313. You can also email her at jkinnett, K-I-N-A-T-E, at ridgestone.com. Before we continue our conversation with Joan, we're going to just thank our sponsors for helping to bring the show to you each weekend. That is very important from our perspective, and we want to talk about those folks. They're really great companies. Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge LLC, Ridgestone Bank, and Joan is here this morning representing Ridgestone Bank. So, Joan, thank you again for the sponsorship. We also want to thank Tundra Land and Candeo Creative, Zach Pawlowski in Oshkosh. The company built our BizTalkWithScore.com website, BizTalkWithScore.com. If you'd like to go back and listen to a program again, you can do so. We archive our programs. Been archiving now for over 4 years. And this show will be out on BizTalkWithScore.com next Wednesday or sooner. We also want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch of the Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or thinking of going into business, for $20 a year, you can subscribe to the Business News and stay tuned to what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin that should help you network and be more successful in your company. So thank you to all of our sponsors. Joan, we were talking a little bit during the break about maybe some examples of, can you give some scenarios of someone coming in and looking for an SBA guaranteed loan or a 504 loan? Do you have any ideas?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, it's interesting to know that over 90% of small businesses or businesses in the U.S. are eligible for SBA loans. So although you may think, oh, I'm too big or I have too many employees, there's some caveats, but I can help you through those.
Isn't one 90% of those limits like 500 employees?
For manufacturing.
Yeah, that below that's a small business.
Exactly. Wow. So there's a lot of businesses out there that can benefit from an SBA loan. SBA loans are for profit organizations, though. We don't have programs for nonprofits, so they need to be a for-profit corporation. Companies that are fast growing and maybe need some permanent working capital, or maybe need to restructure their balance sheet and their debt in order to accommodate either fast growth or growth that has slowed down.
Improving cash flow.
Improving cash flow, exactly. Somebody that's looking to buy a business, SBA is a perfect opportunity for that. We give the collateral shortfalls, not an issue, and we give the long-term amortization, again, cash flow. Partner buyouts, very appropriate for SBA loans. Someone who's looking to buy some real estate and they're going to occupy more than 51% of the building, perfect SBA loan with a 20 or 25-year amortization.
That's cool.
Back to cash flow.
Yeah.
And then any business owner that just wants to, for whatever reason, consider SBA's options. So it's a wonderful program. There's experts to help you, preferred lenders.
And one of the biggest benefits we've talked about, as you mentioned it earlier, Joan, is if there's a surprise during the course of your business life and it causes you a cash flow concern, having an SBA guarantee on that loan enables the lender to be a little bit more flexible to work with you to get through that bump in the road.
We want to be more flexible with you, correct. We want you to succeed, and that's why we're selling structure. We're not selling you a loan. We're selling you a successful structure.
Mm-hmm. So tell us again, how do folks get a hold of you, Joan? How can they reach you?
You can reach me by phone at 920-370-8313. Email is jkinnate, K-I-N-A-T-E, at ridgestone.com, or through our website, www.ridgestone.com.
And one more thing, you are the state's largest SBA. Let's brag about that.
We're
going
to brag. Exactly. We are the number one SBA lender in the state of Wisconsin. We've worked very hard to achieve that, and we're going to continue that role. We have dedicated employees who want to make SBA a good experience for any type of borrower.
That's a great thing to have and a great resource for people in the area here. Well, I got to the time here where I get to do my favorite thing, which is to ask you for what we call a biz tip. So something you want to let the people know out there, tell them what you know, what your thought is, a little piece of wisdom for our listeners out there starting a business.
Through my experience with lending and SBA lending, one of the biggest things that has surprised business owners is their credit scores. And so my tip of the day is the personal credit score is to keep track and to know your credit reports and your credit scores. Day after day, more things are popping up and surprising people. It is something that SBA and banks consider. Mm-hmm. And so the sooner you can find something, the sooner you can get it fixed, the sooner that you can close on your SBA loan.
Okay.
And a good place for folks to go get their credit report?
There's a number of sources that you'll find on the Internet, but annualcreditreport.com is an excellent source.
Yeah. I've heard a lot of other SBA lenders have said that's probably the most reliable. They're not trying to sell you a lot of credit monitoring services.
Yes.
And don't fall into those traps.
Yes. Yep.
And again, look for your partners. Use your SCORE partners. Use your accountants. Use your attorneys. They're all partners in your business. So.
Joan, thank you very much for being our guest this morning. It was a great program. It was wonderful to have you in the studio. We look forward to the next quarter having you back.
It was my pleasure. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you, Joan. And thanks to Ridgestone Bank for your support. You've been listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.